Another investigation is focusing on the financial practices of Coca-Cola. A federal grand jury is taking testimony about the world's largest beverage company in Atlanta. It's suspected of overstating its earnings, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Coca-Cola has had to weather several bouts of troubling news. It's had problems with management turnover, it's had scandals in foreign countries marketing non-carbonated beverages, and it's been dealing with discrimination lawsuits. Then last year came whistleblower Matthew Whitley, a controller in the company's fountain division. Ken Bernhardt, head of Georgia State University's Robinson College of Business, says Whitley's accusations are serious.
Those things included some accounting irregularities, what's called channel stuffing, meaning that Coca-Cola, according to him, sent excess syrup to some of the bottlers in Japan and elsewhere to try and increase sales beyond what otherwise would have been the case.
So-called channel stuffing is a quick way to sell product and boost earnings. It's also improper and illegal. But what caught the public's attention was word that Coke management manipulated a marketing test for one of its biggest clients, Burger King. Initially, Coke denied the allegations. Later, Coke apologized and settled with both Burger King and Whitley for millions of dollars. Ben Deutsch, a spokesman for Coca-Cola, declined to be interviewed on tape, but Deutsch said the company is cooperating fully with the government, and Coke has conducted its own internal investigation. Jacob Frankel is a former SEC enforcement attorney. He says the grand jury testimony this week shows that the Justice Department is serious about its investigation.
It's not just a, let's open a file, see what the SEC does and go from there. They're undoubtedly cognizant of statute of limitations issues and or identifying a need to put people before the grand jury to determine the ultimate potential quality of their case.
Neither the U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta nor the SEC would comment on the ongoing investigation. Attorney Jacob Frankel says since the Enron and WorldCom scandals, the federal government is taking a harder line.
The Department of Justice, you know, given the broad, not only public outrage, but congressional outrage and administration outrage as to what was going on in corporate America, has taken a very active posture because there is a strong belief that wide-ranging prosecutions of conduct do serve a deterrent effect.
All are quick to point out the existence of this investigation does not mean charges will follow. Some do not really expect a major effect from this year-long federal inquiry. Caroline Levy is a beverage analyst for UBS Securities. Levy says long-term leadership problems have done more to harm Coke on Wall Street.
This company has been without one great leader for the last 7 years or so. And I believe that when they fix that, everything else will fall into line. I don't mean it'll be easy, but they can deal with the investigations, pay the fines if they need to, walk away from it if they can, but they can move forward. And I think that's what Wall Street is looking for. Just, you know, who can lead this company to strong growth again?
Earlier this month, Coke announced that an insider, E. Neville Isdell, would take over as CEO and chairman. Many believe that he has much rebuilding to do. Meanwhile, it could take weeks or months for the grand jury to hear testimony. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.